Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. I just told Chris Dim I'm toying with the idea of going to the Georgia at Tennessee game in 3 weeks.
You've mentioned that before, and then you kind of downplayed it. I think you should do it.
Look at the body language. Look at the fists, Biggie.
I know. Well, it's going to be gritting teeth. It's money. It's money you don't want to spend.
That's right.
But it's money you can't take with you.
Yeah,
and your window with your boy at Tennessee is limited.
2 years.
Yeah,
max.
Yeah,
I'm in.
Oh, I'm in. Yeah. Well,
no, we've talked. He's got to do it in two.
He got to do it. I told him, get it done
by any means necessary.
Do it in two is what I said. Do some summer schools, whatever you have to do. Stay there.
I think you do it.
Well, you know what the ticket prices are for that game?
I'm sure insane.
It is insane.
But I think, this is just me, that sounds like too much fun for you. Never mind.
I mean, would you get the full SEC experience?
I don't know. I would drive there on Saturday morning. Maybe he and I would tailgate. The game's at 3:30. I can get there by noon, I would say. He and I could tailgate, whatever, go to the guy, I could buy tickets. You know, the tickets, decent seat, not even great seat, $500 a piece, you know, $1,000 on tickets. Stay at a hotel overnight, take him to breakfast the next morning, come on home.
You can't sleep on his floor? Your boy's apartment floor?
Well, I could.
You may have to, because I would bet, and I can do a little research for you, your hotels are booked.
Yeah, but I could go to 35. I'd go to Pigeon Forge. You know, I'm a Pigeon Forge guy.
My thing is this.
Whatever.
You need to go the night before. You need to work and leave.
You think?
Because 12 o'clock, you're too late. You need tailgate time. You need to be there at 9 a.m.
What?
College football tailgate in the SEC? Those people, at noon. You crazy? Are you even a fan?
Do you even bleed orange?
I don't know. Well, I don't know that I bleed orange. You know.
You need to go the day before.
Go to the bonfire?
Mm-hmm. Well, you just get a hotel room, get a good night's sleep, get up, I'd say, about 7 a.m. You can go to the gym. I'm sure you will.
I will.
Get some salad supplies, get some Diet Coke for
the
tailgates.
I will. I'm going to pack that. Yes.
I mean, you need to, you'll be walking into the state games, what, you said kickoff 3:30?
3:30, yeah.
You'll be walking into the stadium at 2. You know, you got to get seated, get situated, get hype.
You think?
Yeah.
He's got hype?
Yeah. But then what about, do I have to stay 2 nights in a hotel?
Yeah, 2 nights.
That's another couple $100.
For once. Just for once.
The lifestyle is
just for once.
Waiting to be embraced.
Mm-hmm. You know, you never get kudos for not living the lifestyle. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
No one ever calls and goes, I respect you for not.
For not.
Mm-hmm. The only one that enjoys that is you.
Yeah.
This is one time, man. Just live. Look how this country's going. What are we doing?
Right into the toilet.
So
right,
why
right
not just...
Yep. Okay, maybe.
All right. Mm-hmm. I'll go with you. Put me in the back of your van.
Well...
Wait, what?
Well, mostly I just want to tailgate. You don't have to buy me a ticket. I'll stay with. I'll work security on the van while y'all are in the game.
Well, that's a good idea.
I just think the tailgate would be an SEC tailgate. I bet it's amazing.
We're going minivan up in here. I'm taking that minivan and we're going over. Mm-hmm. Me and my boy.
Just it would be out there. Oh yeah, with this, it'd be great.
You could paint it the Vol van.
Yeah,
we could. That almost sounds like Volvo.
And let me tell you,
Volvo.
It won't just be college kids. You'll be there. There'll be people your age there. You'll be amongst
for sure.
Peers.
Oh,
yeah,
generations.
Yeah,
of Tennessee fans.
I think this is the time. I've seen glimpses of you doing it. I mean, you did surprise and take them to the Red Sox when you're during the playoffs.
I did.
I think this is the time. You got 2 years up there with them.
Just go do it.
Just go do it. So then you do it this year. You can save and not do it next year.
Perhaps I will.
But I think you need to get up there the night before.
Sure.
This is an SEC tailgate. This ain't the ACC. Okay.
Yeah, ACC.
This isn't a Carolina game or Duke game. This is Tennessee
SEC,
football.
Tennessee, Georgia, the game.
Who else is on the home schedule for Tennessee this year? The biggies.
Well, Oklahoma, but I can't go. I can't go to that one. I have a prior commitment on that day. Then you've got
not Dogaween, is it?
Might be Dogaween. When did we do that thing?
I can't remember.
Trunk or treat or something. I don't know. Some crap they got me. Dogaween. There are some other good games, but this is clearly the one because, you know, we have vacation after that.
I see.
And
does set up nicely.
Yeah, so it would be perfect, and then I don't have to rush home. You know, there's no getting up early the next day and all that. So it's a perfect one to go to. Plus, he's been at school for, at that point, 3 or 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That would be it. We have, East Tennessee State.
Not the same glam.
No. Alabama, Birmingham, that kind of stuff. Now, Arkansas.
Okay.
Oklahoma is big. New Mexico State, Vanderbilt, and Georgia.
Georgia's the game.
It's the game.
Yeah.
But the price of the ticket.
Does that mean next year it would be Alabama would be in Tennessee?
Yeah. Alabama will be there next year. Maybe LSU.
Oh,
you
know, yeah.
Florida. Florida will be next year. Okay. They're playing at Florida this year. I think there's one game that's Syracuse is a neutral site. That's like this weekend. That's in Atlanta this weekend.
Oh, yeah. A Chick-fil-A kickoff?
Yeah, something like that. You know how they're doing that this weekend with a bunch of games.
Big games.
Big, but some are in neutral sites. But that's a big game. Now, here's another thing I would hate to do. What if I shell out all this money and drive and tailgate and all that,
yeah,
and then Georgia beats them 34-0, you know, and you're just standing there in a sea of orange. I'm going to face paint, obviously. I'll have checkerboard on my face. Orange.
That might be a game day game. I don't know. If
Georgia
at
ESPN Tennessee.
Might be there.
Certainly could. Georgia at Tennessee, you'd think.
If Tennessee's undefeated, for sure.
Well, they should be. I mean, it's only the third game of the season. They play a couple of Syracuse and then, you know, UAB or somebody next. So, yeah, maybe. We'll see about it. The Harrison Ford story is he was on NPR, and he was doing an interview, and right in the middle of it, he got a text from Jay Leno, and so they had to stop the interview momentarily because Jay Leno, oddly, is printing a 3D toilet for Harrison Ford. Apparently, Harrison Ford's toilet lid has become discolored over the years.
The lid of the tank?
Of the tank. He
said, or the lid of the seat.
The seat. And so he got the text from Jay Leno.
My phone just rang.
Jay Leno is calling you right now?
About my toilet seat.
What?
Yeah, Jay's printing a 3D printed toilet seat for me.
What is even happening right now? Why is he printing a toilet seat for you? Is your
Because I asked him.
Okay.
I asked him to. That's it.
I asked him to. Couple things. One, even an NPR, I guess, still has a little bit of pull. They can get Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford, yeah.
And two, Harrison Ford cares so little about it, he didn't turn off his phone.
No.
No.
It's just radio. Who cares?
But can you imagine these two having a discussion about 3D printing?
No.
I can 3D print anything.
Can you print a toilet seat?
Well, sure, but what do you really want?
Toilet seat.
Just asking for it.
What I have now pinches.
It's just colored. It's gone yellow over the years, according to Harrison. And
well, to get your chopper and fly to a Home Depot.
You don't even really need the chopper. I think I can
solve
that
problem. There's probably Home Depot within 5 miles of his house.
I've solved that problem myself before. You get a new toilet seat.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Leno's got a 3D print one for him. He apparently, Leno, several years ago, gave him a tour of his garage with all the motorcycles and everything. Mm-hmm. And Leno has a 3D printer in there. And he said, can you 3D print anything? And Leno's like, anything. Whatever you want. So now, 10 years later, he calls him and says, I need a toilet seat. 3D print it for me. So Jay was calling him to tell him the 3D.
It's almost done. Okay.
Really, it's a lot easier. You don't have to 3D print your own. You could just go and pick one up and just go find a decent toilet
seat.
Yeah,
you could.
But he had Leno do that for him. You know, so, okay.
I'm trying to think back to interviews that we have done on this program, and one that stands out was the George Foreman, who was a prince of a guest. Could not have been nicer, but he called us from a hotel room somewhere on the road, and he put down the phone when room service showed up.
Yeah, they could hear him knocking on the door. He's like, hang on. He put it on the bed, and you could hear.
Drop the phone.
Yep, he grabbed.
Mid-interview.
And he grabbed the closure. Like, thanks, man. Prince, you know.
Yeah, hey, that's
it.
For you.
Yep. It was like 2 minutes of us just. And he. That's how.
Did you get catch up?
That's how little the great George Foreman cared about radio then. Now you see what Harrison Ford thinks about radio now.
Hold on. I thought you guys had been canceled.
We're circling the drain.
I thought he took your funding.
He did.
Thanks to listeners like you.
You know, B.B. Shea calls his generation the Columbus generation because they're always inventing things that have already been invented. And I recently read something where a guy said his 20-something-year-old son said it would be great to have a way to listen in on podcasts live as they're happening. You know, whatever, like some sort of little talk show live, and then you could call into it and be part of it. And his dad said, well, I think that's called the radio.
Congratulations,
Columbus, Mr.
Tesla. Oh my God.
Yes, yes. And don't they, you know, they've reinvented, like, somebody said, I want a, wouldn't it be great to have a phone that sits like in one area of your home that anyone could call at any time, and it could be for anyone. And that's what B.B. Shea has dubbed the Columbus generation going back. Or, you know, instead of having to stream all these different Netflix and Hulu and all the rest.
What if everything came into your house through, I don't know, a cable?
Just one. Just one. And it's,
one line.
And it's all there for you. You didn't have to get it a la carte, you know. It could all just be combined into one thing. Wouldn't that be great? More entertainment. Madonna says no more plastic surgery. She's done with it. She had done it for years and years.
Well, now, define your terms here. Surgery means, to me, that means a scalpel. Is she talking fillers and such?
She will continue to do fillers. She says she's going to stop the quote-unquote heavy surgeries.
Well, she's had them.
I mean, like real knife cuts?
Correct. Now she's going to go with oxygen facials, lymphatic drainage, and LED lighting to improve her skin. Her 29-year-old boyfriend, Akeem Morris, said, sweetheart, you don't need all that plastic surgery. And she's like, I was doing it for him, so I was doing it for the wrong reason, so I'm not going to do it anymore. Ugh. Her lymphatic drainage is scheduled for October, her next.
Jesus. That doesn't sound healthy.
I don't know what that is.
That still sounds addictive.
I don't either.
She says public criticism of her appearance has also played a role, and she wants to look more natural, less sculpted, more expressive with her face. Although it's difficult to do that once you've had the surgeries.
Yeah, I mean, her face is stretched. You can tell.
You have said.
And plump. It's stretched and plump. She's, for her age, she should have some wrinkles, and she has zero.
She just turned 67. She was on the Big Money Celebrity Birthday Game last week. 67.
Yeah, that's what threw me off.
Got her her face.
Her lack of wrinkles.
You lost the game.
Her lack of age.
You lost it because of her. She says, I'm going to embrace my age. It's time for me to just embrace my age.
Good luck.
Yeah.
And look, we should point out, double standard fully exists, 100%. Women and men.
I will tell you this. Remember when Simon Cowell said the same thing? He was going to stop getting, I think he did stop getting fillers and plumpers and everything. And remember his first like public outing, people were like, my God, are you okay? Because his face had drooped.
Is that what starts to happen?
Yeah, I mean, it's like all the wrinkles just like caught up to him at once. And he was like,
Rrr. So if you get a facelift, for instance, 10 years later, might you have to go have it tightened again? You know?
Yeah, I think once you start, I mean, people that have them, well,
they almost get addicted to them, you know?
Yeah.
Who's come under the most scrutiny for plastic surgery? I know Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers got tons.
Yeah.
She was the one.
She made it into kind of a going joke, though. Yeah.
Well, she died on the table. Remember that? I mean, she literally was having a plastic surgery when she died. And I think her daughter won the lawsuit over medical malpractice in that particular case.
I can't remember which one it was, but one of the Jenner Kardashian clan. I don't know when she said it, but it was some quote bubbled up over the weekend. You know how these things sometimes do. And said, getting lip fillers was the best thing I've ever done. And the poster said, she's right. It's the only thing she's ever done. That is her peak, getting lip fillers.
Rude. But funny.
I know.
Yeah.
Actually, it is the best thing she ever did.
And my pickleball partner, The Diesel, quoted Chris Dim over the weekend. You've said this to me many times. We're getting ready to play a tough match. And I said, I hope I don't let you down. He said, there's no way you can.
Aw. Thanks, Diesel.
I mean, I've heard it before.